It's known as the Pink Castle. You'd be surprised how many notable figures pass through these halls and the importance the home and family living here would have in state and national history. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrient Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
John Pickler was South Dakota's first U.S. congressman. He built a home here in Falkton, South Dakota, known as the Pickler Mansion, that still stands today. Many prominent leaders of the late 1800s and early 1900s came here. One guest was Susan B. Anthony, who was campaigning for a woman's right to vote.
We found 15 letters from Susan B. Anthony here in the house when we got the property in 1987 and began to catalog all of the books and papers in the house.
Jody Morris says congressmen at that time had to purchase their own congressional books, and Pickler had a lot of them.
John was very much for equality. They called him Petticoats Pickler when he served in Congress and said he was hiding behind the skirts of his wife and daughter because he spoke for Congress. And one time the Washington Press also called him Susan B. Pickler, and he said, I asked Miss Anthony what she felt about it, and she said she was honored.
The Pickler home in Falkton was transformed from a claim shanty into a Victorian mansion.
Victorian houses were called painted ladies, and they were always bright colors. A local artist was hired, and he painted this house pink, and he said that it should forever remain pink. And so, because the largest house at that time in any town was called the castle, this one became nicknamed the Pink Castle.
The home hosted everything from suffrage meetings to a high school prom.
Major Pickler died in 1910. Mrs. Pickler died in 1932. But when she died, she told her children that nothing was to be removed from the house because someday she wanted the house to become a museum for the people of South Dakota, but her daughter was to continue to live here, which she did until 1956.
And today, the home is that museum, with many of the original furnishings from a century ago. The Pink Castle, that was an important part of state and national history. Traveling the countryside in Falkton, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.